10 million Jews, which is an enormous increase, far beyond birth population. What happened was that hundreds of thousands, if not millions, converted to Judaism. It is the time of mass conversion in the Roman world. And the Roman historians say that one out of every 10 people in the Roman Empire was Jewish. 10% of the civilized world. When you remember that today, we are probably less, I think it's about an eighth of 1% of the world. So you can imagine the influence that the Jews must have had when they were 10% of the world. 10% of the Roman world, of the civilized world. The reasons that it happened are really elementary. Roman paganism began to break down. It began to break down as a victim of its own success. The Romans came into contact with a great and wide world, and they were running an empire, and they were developing a culture and a literature, and all of a sudden all of these fairy tales, all of these superstitions, all of the nonsense began to dawn upon them. And people who were able to do what the Romans were able to do and to impose the Pax Romana on the world, Augustus and other emperors, they found it very hard now to swallow the religion. And the Jews had almost a fatal fascination for the Romans. And much of the Roman upper class converted to Judaism. If, and Paul is the one who struck on this idea, if the Jews would have waived the requirement of circumcision, then who knows how many Romans would have become Jewish. That was really the thing that held many Romans back. And Paul realized that, and he capitalized on it in the early days of Christianity to make adherence for Christianity. We'll see later that Paul, in effect, told them you can have all the benefits of Judaism without any of the pain and liability. But the Talmud tells us this is the time of the great Gerim, Akila Sager, Unkelus Sager. They were nephews of emperors, noblemen, great men, and it just swept the Roman world. It was fashionable. And what? Not the emperors themselves, but the relatives of the emperor. The emperors themselves could not become, because that would have been that would have cost them their job. The first emperor, it'll be another 330 years, the Emperor Constantine will convert to Christianity, but he will do so only when it becomes fashionable to become Christian, when half the empire was already Christian anyway. Yeah, well, it's the nephew of the emperor. Now, Hillel's attitude towards Gerim is reflected in the Gemara, and the times are reflected in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Goyim came to Hillel to be converted under outlandish conditions. Teach me the Torah on one foot, make me the high priest, etc. And Hillel converted them. The Gemara says that the Gerim said later that we have to give thanks that it was the leniency, the greatness of Hillel that brought us under the wings of God, whereas the rigid attitude of Shammai would have kept us out. And it doesn't mean that Hillel converted non-Jews at random. without any requirement.